Hello, everyone. Welcome to Crew Up, CP's quarterly podcast series with Crew Network leaders. I'm Laura Kaluger, senior editor with Commercial Property Executive. Crew recently surveyed more than 1,000 commercial real estate professionals to gather data and gain insight into the sentiments and adoption of ESG efforts in the industry. Wendy Mann, the CEO of the organization, is here to talk about the results of the research and provide her thoughts on how to turn ESG intention into action. Welcome back, Wendy. It's a pleasure talking to you again.
Thank you, Laura. Happy to be here.
First, tell us more about the focus of your most recent paper. What was your goal when you decided to do this research?
As you may know, and audience may know, Crew Network has been advocating for the advancement of women and other represented groups in the industry for more than three decades, well before the buzz of ESG. So in choosing this topic for the research project this year, was our intent to really look at elevating the advancement of women in alignment with companies' ESG goals. You know, people could, you know, may talk about it, but we don't always see the outcomes or actions, or it may not be very apparent. So our survey was trying to look at what the results may have been so far and the knowledge about ESG generally in the industry. How are companies prioritizing that? So that's one piece of the research. The second piece was to really elevate the social piece of ESG, the S, if you will. You know, we've heard a lot about the E. We hear some about the G. We want to make sure that the S is very prominent in people's minds as well. And, you know, there's a lot of acronyms thrown around. So we talk a lot about DEI, and that has been the way that we've approached our advocacy around women and other underrepresented groups. But now it's S. And so we want to make sure that's, you know, common language and that we understand that piece is equally important and that the social emphasis on gender equity, pay parity, diversity, they're critical to our mission and to the future of the industry. So that was elevating, that was important. And then providing tangible ways for company to take action now, be the leaders in ESG and advancing women. So we always include an action guide in our research paper. And this one is no exception. There's a great action guide for leaders, companies, and for women.
Mm-hmm. And I read carefully every page of this research paper, and there's this simple question that you asked in the research paper, and I'd like us to talk a bit about it as well. Why should commercial real estate companies even care about ESG? Why is it so important?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? Because a lot of people may shrug their shoulders. There's really four reasons. One is that stakeholders are now expecting ESG action. So whether you're working with investors, shareholders, clients, employees, everyone's really wanting and seeking that greater transparency into the operations and business practice of companies they invest in, buy from, partner with, or work for. So that's number one. Number two is that ESG can drive growth and profitability. And there's new research out actually by McKinsey and Company that indicates financially successful companies, or they're more successful financially when they integrate ESG priorities into their growth strategies. They outperform peers, and that's significant. The third thing is that ESG can directly affect the performance and profitability of the company, especially over the long term. So there's facets of ESG that can help or hurt your long-term sustainability, including DEI, fair and equal comp, ethical supply chain practices, carbon emission, and workplace safety are just a few. So that is an important factor. And then finally, you know, we are in an industry that builds communities, and we have the power to positively impact the built environment. So in turn, this impacts the quality of life, the environment, and sustainability of our companies in the industry. So that's why we think, or at least what the research response was, companies should care.
Right. You mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that the research paper is mostly about the social component of ESG. What does that social piece of ESG entail exactly? What's it all about?
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny because ESG has become, for some of us, an acronym. We know generally what it means, but I was actually even a little surprised to find out the complete definition of S in social is that the S piece encompasses equity and incorporates how companies manage employee development and labor, including safety and liabilities. Wrapped into the social aspect are the supply chain labor, including health standards, as well as other S factors, It may encompass the company's efforts to address societal inequities, product safety improvements, labor law issues, and fair pay. So it's a little deeper into the operations and logistics of a company, not just for us, it's about the DEI factor, meaning right. increasing and more women and people from underrepresented groups. But all of these factors are part of that S. So I think it's important for listeners to understand that you can't just say S is DEI, because fair labor practices and health standards, those are pieces that DEI is not part of our scope. They are part of the scope of the S in ESG.
And can you tell us more about the connection between ESG and DEI? How do they work together to create a healthy workplace culture?
Yeah, that's sort of what I was transitioning into. So good question, and just flowing right into that. Stakeholder buy-in for DEI is high right now, but action has been very low and slow. I don't think it's done. I think it's just a moment in time. Maybe some resetting is going on. But research indicates that companies with greater diversity are more innovative and have a stronger bottom line. So there's a bottom line aspect that's very positive. Strong DEI policies have a notable impact on employees. They foster a strong sense of belonging. And that, in fact, translates to greater employee engagement and retention. So it attracts and retains your talent, which we know that's a major challenge for folks these days, too. In addition, the majority of candidates today are going to apply for jobs that in a company that have strong DEI. So those are important components and how it ties together the ESG and DEI.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, many employees have come to expect that the company they're working for cares about them and the community in which that particular company operates. Can you tell us more about how companies can get involved in the communities they work in, and why doing that benefits the companies themselves?
Sure. You know, in the survey, we asked industry professionals about their company's current social commitment to their employees and communities. 80% of the companies that responded are currently taking action to create a more equal workplace and community. 48% are implementing initiatives in both their workplace and the community. And 24% were focused only on efforts within the organization. And I mean, think about it. Could you imagine an industry where 100% of the companies take positive action? You know, that should really be our goal. And that, I think, would be transformative within the industry. I mean, the other piece of it, if I could just go on for a minute, is, you know, investing in local communities fosters goodwill and it builds positive relationships with the stakeholders. That in turn can enhance a company's reputation and demonstrate their commitment to social responsibility and community engagement. And I think in real estate and in the built environment we are in this industry, everybody knows and understands that building relationships within the community is critical. So I think it's those things, as well as looking at business partnerships, volunteerism, mentoring, and philanthropic initiatives within communities is also a way for companies to start building that engagement.
Yeah, and employee engagement is another vital component of a company's ESG strategy. How does employee experience impact a CRE company's bottom line? What do the results of the paper say?
Yeah, that's a great segue again. Employees in this research report that we put out, employees who work in an inclusive environment that strives toward meaningful social goals, they often experience more satisfaction in their work. They're more motivated. They have higher levels of productivity, and they tend to stay longer in the job. So your retention is better. And, you know, again, we know what the challenges are right now in attracting and keeping employees. So that's an important factor. The cost of turnover can be very high. In addition to that, with much of the world employing a combination of remote, hybrid, and in-office workers, companies need to work harder at ensuring that all employees are full participants in the workplace, because disengaged workers make it much more difficult for a company to advance ESG and DEI. You know, when you're in a company and they're not doing those things, they're less engaged. So having those initiatives and really putting them as a priority it helps company employees become more invested in a company and helping to change the goals. So companies should also revamp employee policies and procedures to reflect ESG goals and priorities. Employees would love to see that not only spoken within the company, but actually written into policies as a commitment.
Right. And it also helps building the teams, and this also improves the retention rates. So it's all linked together, basically.
It is all linked. Exactly right, Laura. I think it could be a domino effect, you know, where if you're doing all the right things, all the other right things will happen too.
Can you tell us about the figures that stood out to you from this survey?
Yeah, you know, some of them are really interesting. So the survey revealed that our industry still has a lot of work to do educating the workforce on ESG. According to our statistics from the study, 1 in 3 industry professionals reported they know very little or nothing about ESG. Honestly, which shocked me, but I know I work in this every day, but I don't know how you can work in it and not know. In addition to that, a little more than half said they have enough knowledge to get by. So yeah, I mean, it was surprising to me. I don't know what you hear as you're interviewing and talking to people, but I just thought that was a really high number of people not to know. And these are crew members. They're people who are active in the industry. So yeah, that was surprising. Overall, 76% of industry professionals said that ESG is somewhat or very important to their companies. 35% said it's very important. 24% said it's not important at all, which is about 1 in 4 companies in our industry. So we thought that was also interesting, 1/4 of the respondents. So just to add on to that, for the 24% who said ESG is not important at all, a majority of them simply said that it's not a business priority, which makes me question what kind of company they are. So maybe if they were a private company versus a public company, that might make sense. If they're on the smaller side, that might make sense. But it's still surprising in some ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and smaller companies can still make ESG a priority and DEI a priority. So I don't think it's a matter of size. It's a matter of leadership.
Size shouldn't be a barrier too, because you can do the little things still even matter. So another statistic that stood out was that less than half or 47% of companies have ESG plans or strategy in place. Of the 53% that don't have an ESG strategy, 23%, almost half, don't intend to create a plan. So that was also an interesting statistic. And then the other driver from my perspective is private versus public companies. In our study, 52% of those working in public companies said that ESG is very important to their organization. 69% of public company employees said they're knowledgeable about ESG versus 58% of private company employees. So there are some figures that they balance out. It makes sense that if you're in a public company, you have to adhere to certain things, where if you're in a private, maybe not. And so they're less inclined to do so. In addition to that, 82% of public company employees said their companies routinely report ESG data in progress, which is pretty significant, 82%.
Mm-hmm. You also asked survey participants to tell you how improved governance efforts can help women and other underrepresented groups in CRE advance. What were their most common responses?
Well, basically two things. 75% of our respondents believe that governance efforts within their organization could help women and other represented groups advance in our industry. When we asked how they could advance, how governance could move the needle, most responses were through equal pay transparency, representation of women and people of color in leadership, greater transparency in hiring and promoting, and increased opportunities. So that was one. And then anecdotally, I will just mention that these are some things that were mentioned in the comments, that there's a bottleneck at the top of organizations that's resistant to change, which is really telling. There's a diverse board has been proven to lead stronger profitability, and establishing a framework to get the effort going is an excellent way to get started. So those were some of the anecdotal comments we had about governance. And like I said, I think that first one, if there's people at the top that are resistant to change, that's going to be very hard for a company to make change, because that's kind of a thing that needs to start at the top and permeate down.
Right.
It can't start at the middle, you know, and try to push it upward, because you need that upper. So those were some things. I do think governance is important and can play a part. There's so much more that needs to be done, and that doesn't just come from governance, if you will.
Considering all of this, why is action critical now? How can ESG intention be turned into action to answer to the initial question of the survey? Because many companies, as you mentioned in the report, appear to be on the edge of sliding backwards on DEI progress.
Yeah. You know, we've certainly observed that the visibility and the ongoing discussions have slowed down, or it's not as prevalent, whether it's in the media or reporting. So, you know, I'm not concerned about it. I am disappointed, but I think we have an obligation to keep talking about it and pushing forward. And so I think that part of the things that need to be happening right now, which, you know, you said our research premises, how can ESG action or ESG intention be turned into action? I think companies that have allowed their DEI efforts to lag are seeing their business impacted by weaker performance, lower bench strike, lower engagement, and less ability to meet customer needs. You know, that diversity leads to innovation and entrepreneurial spirit. And I think so companies may be seeing some of that. And, you know, frankly, we're living through uncertain times and companies are challenged by a lot of things. But that doesn't mean that we want to let DEI lag. And you know, it may be just a resetting that, you know, they've learned over the past 3 years, you know, by hiring people and by putting things in place, they've learned what's working and what's not. And maybe they're making changes now to address that. So I'm hopeful still.
It might just be temporary. Yes.
Correct. Correct. Right. You know, COVID pandemic delayed progress for women's advancement as many had to step back. Because of the disproportionate demands of women on their work and home life. We see women are returning to the workforce, but we have to regain much of the ground. So that's an issue. And that's why intention needs to be action now to be take advantage of the return to the workforce. And, you know, in commercial real estate, you know, our research, which we conducted in the summer of 22, you know, every year we do one. In 22, we conducted one about COVID. And at that time, we found that 29% of respondents said that women left their company voluntarily because of the pandemic. And 95% of those who left haven't returned to work. So in addition, 27% of commercial real estate workers who left their jobs to take a new position at another company, with more than 51% seeking better opportunities or career growth. So now is the time to regain women's trust and prioritize efforts to advance. So women are looking for those opportunities in that growth. And so this is a really great point in time for those who are returning to the workforce. You know, research indicates that companies that embrace ESG, particularly the S component, have a greater business advantage. Those who are most successful will be those who rise to the ESG challenge and with an eye on today and the future. That's the other thing, is that it's not just a one and done. You know, we can do this thing or that thing, and it's, you know, we've done our job, but it's going into the future and long-term sustainability of the company and company performance that's at stake. Exactly. So those are a few of the things that I think are really important and that can be taken into consideration. It's walk the talk, right? So
right.
Intention is a nice thing, but where rubber hits the road, where your action turns into results and outcomes, that's where you really get to brag about the accomplishments of your company. And you really get to showcase all that can be done to make change, maintain change, and have the outcomes and results that all these studies indicate.
Thank you very much, Wendy. I'm sure our conversation helped lots of professionals in management positions. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Laura. Pleasure.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. The next Crew Network podcast episode will be available in 3 months. But until then, you can check out CP's other podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.